Hello everyone, I'm Alejandro Mosteo, and together with my project colleague Fabian Chouteau, we are going to bring you the latest news about the Allier project. So for any newcomers here, what is Allier? Allier is a package manager for the Ada language and also for the Spark subset based on the packaging of sources. And so as any other package manager built around a language community, it's an easy way to find dependencies, find libraries for reuse in your own projects, but also an easy way to share your own projects for the benefit of the community. And since our last visit to FOSDEM, there has been many developments. On the 14th of 2021, we had our first stable release, but also there has been many big features that we are going to discuss in this presentation that we hope will make or will be already making your programming life easier. So the publishing assistant is the tool within Allier that helps you with making your projects available for others. And it relies on a standard workflow on GitHub, in which you fork our official community index repository. You add to it the new manifests that describe your own projects. And finally, you submit a pull request that will be automatically checked by the GitHub Actions, but also will pass a manual review in case there is something unusual about your project. And this process that you can do entirely by hand if you so chose is make a bit easier with the help of our publishing assistant, which will perform a series of validations and will generate the file that you have to submit. So to see it in a bit more of detail, here are the steps that the publishing assistant will perform. You launch it in the root of your project, and it will first check that the changes are properly committed and in sync with the repository, with your remote repository. Then it will verify that you have the proper credentials and proper repositories in your account at GitHub, on GitHub. Then it will perform a check on the files that you intend to submit. So it will retrieve the remote sources. Optionally, it will build the release to verify that it can be built, of course. And finally, it will present all the information, all the metadata for you to review. Assuming you accept this information, the last step of the publishing assistant is to generate the file that has to go into the pull request. And also it offers a link, which is a standard feature of GitHub, where if you upload the file there, you will automatically create the pull request. Otherwise, you can simply place the manifest in your local clone of your fork of the index and just proceed with a regular pull request to any project in GitHub. There is also a number of advanced options in case you don't want to, you are not following the simplest Git workflow. For example, you might prefer to submit tar files, and in this case, Allier will create the tar file for you from the sources, be it a regular repository or a regular folder. You can also pass a manifest template in a non-standard location for people that are maintaining repositories that are not actually Allier projects. And finally, you can check which are the trusted sites where you can host your Git repository for the sources, because tar files can be hosted anywhere and Allier will not complain. But as an extra precaution for Git repositories, we have a list of trusted sites with the usual suspects like GitHub, SourceForge, GitLab, and so on. Another part of Allier that has seen big improvements is the pinning system. So what are pins? Pins is the way that Allier offers you so you can use code that is not in an Allier index. So work in progress or unofficial versions and things like that. For example, you are developing two or three projects in tandem that they are changing frequently and together, so you don't want to submit stable versions. And there are several ways you can use this kind of projects. Allier offers five kinds of pins that you are seeing here. The first one is a bit special in that it's simply a version of a write, so you don't want to edit the standard dependency, but you for some reason want to use a particular version, you can specify it like that. Then you can use a local folder, which simply you specify the path to this folder, and this folder will provide the dependency. And then finally we have the remote variants, in which you can specify simply a Git repository, and in this case the main branch will be used, and it will be updated when you perform an Allier update. Otherwise you can specify a particular branch, and this is the branch that will be tracked, and the latest code will be fetched from it when you do an update. And finally, you can simply specify a precise commit when you don't want to see the code change when you perform updates, when you just want a particular version. The pinning system has some properties. For example, it's important to know that when you specify a pin, this pin will satisfy the actual dependency no matter what, even if the versions don't match. So the moment you take the control from the dependency resolution with a pin, it will always succeed. Then you can also use projects that are not Allier crates, as long as they have a project file to build them with the same name as the dependency you are filling with them. And finally, when you are pinning Allier projects, their own manifests will be used to bring more dependencies and to use their own pins. So everything should work recursively as expected as you add pins to your projects, if they are Allier projects in turn. The pin system is not only useful for work in progress, but also is useful, for example, to segregate examples and test suits from a library that you want to submit for use. And this is the workflow that we suggest to use, which you have your library that you want to submit to the community index, and then you have subfolders that contain in turn other crates, which are crates for tests and for demonstrations. And these crates, as you can see there, can specify as a pin the dependency on the base library, which is the core of the project. But then these sub crates, by being separate, can bring in their own dependencies. They can build extra executables that are not of interest for a client, just interested in the library. So they are distributed with your source code and they can be checked by an interested client, but they do not bring in unneeded dependencies or increase the time of compilation and so on.
Thank you, Alejandro. I will continue on the new features in Allier. The next one we want to talk about is crate configuration. The idea is to declare variables in the crate manifest, as you can see here on the slide. These variables can be strings, booleans, enums, integers, or reals. For integers and reals, you can define a range, so a first and last value, like you would do in Ada. It's also possible, but optional, to define a default value for each variable. From these